Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Man, there's a lot going on. There's a ton going on. It happens to be the Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Friday. Well, give me some strings. Uh-huh. Horn section. Let's go. That was me. That's still Carrie, even though she's not here. That's still Carrie on that one. What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
That's right. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
You know what? Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Freedom.
Uh-huh.
Say what?
Bring it now. That is Polo. Polo, how you doing?
I'm good.
Making it happen, getting it done? Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Sam? Looking good? Sounding good? Why does your hair look so dark today? Is a man allowed to ask? Did you dye your hair? Your hair looks black, and your hair has never been black in your entire life. That's interesting.
It goes down like 3 levels of shade.
Wow, that's nice. All right, very cool. Carrie is off today. She went to that weightlifting meet with her son, Luke. It is Luke. No, it's Jake. Jake is the. Is it Jake or Luke?
It's Jake.
You're shaking your head. Which one is it? It is Jake, right? I knew that. Luke is the little one who doesn't. He never eats.
I always think big Jake, little Luke.
There you go. Done. Done and done. I knew it was Jake. Come on, I know Jake. Jake and I go way back. He calls me Joe Pags. I think Jake and Luke think that my first name is Joe Pags. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So Jake is a weightlifter. This like came out of the blue. The kid was 12 last time I looked at him. Suddenly, he's like this big 17-year-old guy who's squatting like 500 pounds. And it's a lot. Listen, if you ever lifted weights and got serious about it, you put 500 pounds on a barbell, which is one long straight bar, and you squat down almost to the floor and then get back up. That's massive. That's major league. Well, Carrie sent me a video earlier where he's squatting 530 and he just nails it. And it's so incredibly impressive. And from what I understand, the top two we're going to continue. This is, I think, regionals, and the top two are going to go to state. He came in third by like 15 pounds. I let me just say this. A, incredibly impressive. Most men will never, ever, ever, never lift anywhere near that kind of weight. Probably won't even do half of that. Already incredibly impressive. And, dude, you were just that close. You totally got this next time. Super proud of you. I know that your parents are super proud of you. Everybody who listened to the Joe Pags Show has heard about you lifting weights. Super proud of you. Way to go, man. I mean, high five big time. Let me tell you this. I have squatted that much in my life, but I can't even get close to that now. You are very impressive, and you could easily beat me in a squatting contest. So congratulations on a great run, and you got this next time big time. Very proud of you. So I just wanted to throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? And Paul, have you seen the videos of this kid squatting?
I don't know if I have. I've seen the
Can you
the
call
pictures.
Him a kid when you can do that kind of weight? You can't even call him a kid, can you?
I think he's a dude.
He's a man. He's a dude. That's right. He is a dude getting it done. Yeah. Sam, you squat about 530, right?
I wish.
She might squat at 530.
Right. At 530 in the afternoon or in the morning, but not 530. Exactly right.
Right. So super, I probably could do one, and I'd be sore for a week.
You think you could squat 530 for one?
Maybe on like one of those machines.
No, I'm here to tell you I love you. Love. As if I'm your father. You could not squat even on a machine 530. But again, you're very strong. Don't misunderstand me. But this guy is like a behemoth. I mean, his legs are like, you know, 25 inches around. So congratulations. Great job. Incredible. Super proud of you. The whole Joe Pags family is proud of you. All right. I want to get into a couple other things here. Social media. I'm done. I know. Polo, shut up. I know. Now, don't shake your head.
I don't believe it.
What, did you see what I posted?
No.
Well, then you don't know what I'm talking about yet. When I say I'm done, I don't mean that I quit social media. Because, of course, I couldn't do that. There'd be something wrong with me. I'm a host of a show and want to get the word out. But I'm done debating, arguing, talking, any of that crap with these nut jobs on there. I am done. More done than you even know how done I am. Done. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why. I spent probably too much of my valuable time yesterday talking about this website, this Gab thing, because the governor of Texas went after Gab, called it anti-Semitic, whatever. And I posted the links, and I posted the story, and I posted what I did with it, and I posted how you could find out more about it on Gab, so that the owner there could see it, so that all the 5 million people who are on Gab, look, they don't all follow me, obviously, I'm not asking for free following, but I thought that the people who go to that website, who have now been basically accused of being on an anti-Semitic website by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, I thought that they would want to see, you know, the action that I took to try to rectify that. I was attacked by idiots on Gab for telling them, I think all 5 million people on this site should see what I did here. Not that you should follow me, not that I need more following. I make zero money if I get more followers on Gab or Facebook or Twitter or Twitch. I make a little bit. But for me, most social media doesn't pay anything. It's just status or some crap. So I had more people go after me, you know, negatively. As I defended their website, I found it to be weird, okay? And then I started following this young lady who's a very good singer, but she's also calls herself an activist, happens to be black. That doesn't matter to me, as most people know. But she followed me, and I followed her back, and I looked her up, and she's very negative on conservatism, and she's very positive on progressivism and leftism. And we've had several back and forths. We've actually done some direct messaging where I try to make her understand where I'm coming from, and she try to make me understand where she's coming from. And look, you can disagree and still be nice and like each other. Well, last night I posted about Joe Biden reading the teleprompter and about the sheeple were all saying BidenCom on Twitter. The hashtag, the lead hashtag on Twitter was hashtag BidenCom. And I'm like, you know, Biden was calm because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Plus, he's reading a teleprompter. And you know, the sheeple here are all acting like he did something wonderful when he didn't. And I'd like to know, was this even a live speech? And she responds today that I'm a hypocrite because I never called out Trump and blah, blah, blah. Paul, on this very show last night, did I not spend time talking about teleprompters and how Trump read it and how Biden reads it and how I used to read it as a TV news anchor?
Yes.
You might have been asleep, but no, I did exactly that.
I actually remember you saying that.
I literally, Sam, remember me going after Trump? He looks left. He looks right. I wish he would have stopped it. I think it looked disjointed. Then when he was off of teleprompter, he talked about farts and he made fart noises, whatever. I mean, I absolutely was critical on Trump when he came to the teleprompter. Right. So just to say that bothered me. And it really was a wake-up call for me. The wake-up call was these people on social media are filled with hate, are high on dopamine, from lashing out and acting like idiots, don't have any clue who I am, what I stand for, and what I do on my show 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. I literally do 18 hours at least of talk radio every week. 18 hours a week. You can call my show at 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. You could email me from joepags.com, joepags.com. You could sign up for all my social media. You can see what I say there. I mean, there is every ability to contact me away from one specific website that you like. The assumptions that are made and the lashing out that happens, knowing very little about, you know, where I come from, what I think, that was it for me. And it wasn't just her. It was also, I mean, a large part, this is about Gab. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You don't know. First of all, people, for some reason, get off on the idea telling me they don't know who I am. Okay. I don't assume you do. I never said, you better know who I am. Unless you're a police officer pulling me over in Garden Ridge. That's a different thing. Then maybe I'll say that. But having said that, I don't assume you know that. I don't assume that you're going to follow me. I don't think that you have to follow me. But if I'm talking specifically about you, your decision to go on a website, and what I did in support of that website, it doesn't benefit me. I'm not the owner of the website. I don't make any money on that website. There is no revenue connected to that website for me. So the fact that I did that, I thought it would be important that everybody who does use that website knows that somebody went to bat for them, a disconnected, objective person. I'm not subjective at all here. I'm objective. Person goes after and finds out what's the real story. I thought that would be important for everybody to see. People thought that I somehow wanted a bigger following, or I was begging for followers. It's stupid. It's just stupid. And then the other thing on Twitter It doesn't make sense. When I literally last night on my show criticized the way Trump read the teleprompter as I was talking about Biden reading the teleprompter, and I actually said these words, Joe Biden did a pretty good job reading the teleprompter. I didn't like anything he said. He was full of crap. But reading it, I thought he presented it very well. Suddenly, I was a hypocrite because I never criticized Trump or even talked about Trump using a teleprompter. That is so stupid to me. So I made the decision that I'm not going to engage in that way anymore on social media. Let me be as clear as I can, because people think I'm lying, and Polo snickered and made a face. But let me be as clear as I can. I will use Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all Joe Talk Show. And I'll use Gab, Parler, Minds, maybe MeWe. MeWe is sort of an afterthought for me. Telegram, Messenger, PolitiChatter. I will use them to promote what I'm going to talk about on my shows. I will use them to retweet or like or share other posts by other people that I agree with. I will not engage with anybody on social media again when it comes to all this negativity and all this garbage. I don't have time for it. Number one, most of you idiots are using a fake name, you're being anonymous, and you're hiding because you're a bunch of cowards. Number two, you don't know who I am. You don't know what I say on my show. And my listenership of 5 million people, every single person listening right now, you are so much more important to me than some loser on Twitter or loser on Gab who doesn't really know who I am and doesn't know what I stand for. You guys are so much more important to me. And because you like what I do, you pay my bills. Okay, the people on Twitch also help pay the bills, and you get where I'm coming from because you watch the show and listen for 3 hours a day. You understand where I'm coming from. Even if we disagree on something, we aren't disagreeable because you get, generally speaking, where I'm coming from. So why would I give the opportunity to some idiot on Facebook, some idiot on Twitter, some idiot on Gab or Instagram or anything else, the opportunity to engage me, debate me, and belittle me when they don't even know who the hell I am? Why have I done that for so long, Polo Cuellar?
I think you do it for the people, even though the people don't appreciate it.
I've done it, and I'm open to admit this, because I really thought it would help me build my radio show, build my video show, and it would help to build a following where people could really get what I'm laying down. But it didn't work out that way. Facebook has never helped my show, ever. My show has helped Facebook. Twitter has never helped my show, other than I'm connected with some pretty famous people and I was able to get them on my show. Other than that, it has not helped at all. It's actually hurt my show, to be honest with you. Sam, why have I done this? Why have I put myself through this? Why haven't you stopped me?
I don't know.
You're the executive producer of the world. Why don't you stop the host? Lies, lies.
If anything, I think the radio show helped you on Facebook, but Facebook didn't help you with the radio show. That's for sure.
To a point, you're absolutely right. The radio show, Facebook helped the radio show, or the radio show helped to build the Facebook page. Facebook then looked like it was starting to give back, and some people were noticing the show who didn't know about it before, and then they turned on me, and now it's nothing but negativity. The only people that see my posts are left-wing negative jerks, or they're right-wing people or conservative people who aren't allowed to see the posts. They have to actually go to the page to see them. Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and every other one that I mentioned, all of them, whether they're right or left, they all live off of us keeping our eyeballs on their sites. And they all live on that release of dopamine in our brains. When we see somebody like something or somebody dislike something or somebody attack us, it puts us in a mode to where we're not going to be on there. And I found something out last night when I made this decision. Actually, I made the decision today, but I was off of social media for several hours last night. I got, because I get notifications if somebody who is verified says something to me or somebody direct messages me on Twitter. So I look and I got a Twitter notification on my phone. And you know what it was? It wasn't somebody direct messaging me, and it wasn't that somebody who's famous or verified followed me. It was Gina Carano posted something or just tweeted this. And I figured, well, she must have tagged me or else I wouldn't be told about this. I go to Twitter, which is what they wanted. I now can see their ads. They have my eyeballs. And it was just, she tweeted something. Had nothing to do with me. And that's the manipulation we're talking about. They need our eyeballs on the sites. So I'm going to use them to promote my shows. Hopefully people who aren't familiar with the show will now call in or start listening or watching. And the best thing it does is it takes away the ability for trolls and bots and anonymous losers to engage me it makes them call the show if you want to engage me. It makes them go to my website and actually send me an email if they want to try to engage me. It's easy to get a hold of me. I know that it's hard to get through on the phone line sometimes, but it's easy to get a hold of me, and it's easy to have that debate and really engage me. I have made it too easy for you on social media because I got to tell you something. I don't think I've ever, in 11 or 12 years on social media, changed anybody's mind on something. I don't think I ever have. Maybe once about abortion when somebody was foolishly saying he was pro-choice when he wasn't. So there you go. Sam, I'm going to lay this in your lap. That your dad and the host is still on the social media and dealt with that until 4 o'clock in the morning every morning.
You know, I couldn't do it. I don't know who could other than you.
Well, and I'm done. So they actually beat me. They have beaten me. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you on a Free Speech Friday. A lot of people want to be heard. A lot of people calling in. A lot of people want to say something. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. If you haven't heard about the or even tried the Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews are a delicious snack. You could take them anywhere, in your pocket, in your gym bag, in your purse, in the console, in the car. Take them with you on the go, and they're going to support your heart health. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at joelovesbeats.com. joelovesbeats.com. When you buy 2 bags, they're going to throw in a 3rd bag for free. That's joelovesbeats.com to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase 2. Again, go to that special website they made for you because you listen to this program or watch the program, joelovesbeats.com. joelovesbeats.com right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you guys taking the time on a Free Speech Friday. We will have Grover Norquist next hour, by the way, about some of the stuff in this COVID relief, the so-called COVID relief bill that you didn't know was in there. Let me go to line one, Tyler in Austin. What's happening, Tyler? Hi. Hello.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
I'm living the dream, man. What's happening?
Hey, I know a lot of people are focused on the federal government. I'm trying to get more involved with local politics, and I was curious as to what your suggestions would be trying to get a candidate onto the city council of District 8 in Austin. I was wondering if you had any suggestions. I know it's pretty far out. And then also with the governor's race, who you would recommend, what candidate? I know that's also far out as well, but.
Well, I don't know who's running for governor. I'll be honest with you. I know it's going to be Beto O'Rourke, that, though. It's going to be him, and it's going to be Greg Abbott. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know who a third candidate might be, although I'm hearing that Matthew McConaughey might run. I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you. That's a little bit early for me. When it comes to a city council race, the way you win a city council seat is you have to make sure you let people know why the person in there now isn't getting the job done. It used to be, here's what I will do. Now, it's here's what this person isn't doing, and here's why making a change would make sense. It's grassroots. It's knocking on the door. It's a district, a smaller district than a city for a city council. That's going to be easier than something like a governor's race to just jump in and try to take on. City council is a small area, a small region. You can knock on doors. You can go to the local restaurant. You can go to the local bar. You can do wherever people are congregating or where you can get to the most people, although with COVID, they're not really as much, but where you can get to the most people. That's how you do it. Winning a city council seat is going to be exponentially easier than a county seat, than a state seat, than a national seat. So city council, frankly, is hard, but it's a lot easier than the other ones that we could be talking about. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stacey Dash allegedly says she's pulling her support for Trump. Did she really say that? Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. The Joe Pags Show. Chocolate Voice not in. She was at the meet with her son, Jake, who did great today. Polo's here. Sam along for the ride as well. Getting it done. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, joepags.com. Go there. And again, on the big three, it's Joe Talk Show, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On the other ones, the alternative sites, it's Joe Pags, J-O-E-P-A-G-S. Appreciate you following there. I will not be engaging on social media anymore, but I will be giving you updates on what we're doing on the show. I will post some promotion that way, and I will retweet or repost or like things that I agree with. No more engaging on social media because the trolls there love it. I ain't getting it from me anymore. All right. I'm confused about this settlement in Minneapolis. I really am. And there's a reason why I'm confused. The jury selection is just now underway for Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin is the former cop charged with murder of George Floyd. So I'm not sure I understand why there is any settlement. The allegation is that the Minneapolis Police Department did something wrong in the death of George Floyd. Therefore, they needed to settle the case with George Floyd's family, who got $27 million. I'm confused because one would think that a smart city council might say, you know, let's wait till we get some sort of a result here in the case before we think about lawsuits and so on. From KSTP-TV, also with help from the Associated Press for some reason. Not sure why KSTP-TV in Minneapolis couldn't do this themselves, which is very strange to me. Minneapolis City Council approves $27 million settlement in George Floyd family lawsuit. City of Minneapolis on Friday agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family over the black man's death in police custody, even as jury selection continued in a former officer's murder trial. Now, why would they write this over the black man's death? Why wouldn't they just say over the man's death? Why is his race included there? That's weird. The Minneapolis City Council emerged from a closed session to announce the record settlement, which includes $500,000 for the neighborhood where Floyd was arrested. Floyd family attorney Ben Crump, who we've had on this program, who is always at these race cases. He was Michael Brown's family's lawyer, too. For the neighborhood where Floyd was arrested, Ben Crump called a news conference for 1 p.m. that was to include family members. Crump, in a prepared statement, said it was the largest pretrial civil rights settlement ever and sends a powerful message that black lives do matter and police brutality against people of color must end. Floyd was declared dead on May 25th after Derek Chauvin, a former police officer who is white is lowercase, black is of course uppercase in this story, pressed his knee against his neck for about 9 minutes. Floyd's death sparked sometimes violent protests in Minneapolis and beyond and led to national reckoning on racial justice. Actually, almost always violent protests. Hundreds of businesses in Minneapolis are gone. That city was left in ruins. So let's write this correctly, please. I hope that today will center the voices of the family and anything that they would like to share, Council President Lisa Bender said, but I want to, on behalf of the entire city council, offer my deepest condolences to the family of George Floyd, his friends, and all the community who are mourning his loss, end quote. Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins, who represents the area surrounding 38th in Chicago, called for, quote, peace and calm in our streets as the Chauvin trial continues. I don't think she was calling for that when the riots were happening, right? If she was, I'd like to see that. Quote, regardless of the outcome of the trial now underway, the city, the council, the mayor, department staff are all committed to seeking justice in all forms, Jenkins said. We cannot control the actions of the past, but we do have control over our actions in the days, weeks, and years to come and how we move forward together to begin the healing process. Floyd's family filed a federal civil rights lawsuit in July against the city. Chauvin and three other fired officers charged in his death. It alleges the officers violated Floyd's rights when they restrained him, and that the city allowed a culture of excessive force, racism, and impunity to flourish in its police force. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about it. George Floyd, I wish we were alive today. Didn't know George Floyd? It's easy to research his criminal history. He is the same guy arrested for putting a loaded gun to the stomach of a pregnant woman in a home invasion. He's the same guy that we know through toxicology. According to some reports, and we had this either with Ron Johnson or somebody earlier in the week, that the amount of fentanyl in his body when he died was four times what would kill in an overdose. We do not have any coroner's report that says Chauvin's knee on his neck is why he died. Nothing. Now, having said that, Chauvin does not follow police procedure. He didn't need to have his knee on the guy's neck at all. Police procedure, as I've been told by a former police chief of Minneapolis, is between the shoulder blades, not on the back of the neck. Certainly didn't have to be there for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I don't know why he did that. I do not agree with what he did. I wish he had not have done that. Had Chauvin not done that, according to toxicology, George Floyd probably would have died anyway from the overdose. According to toxicology, if you believe the reports that say four times the lethal amount was found in him. But Chauvin did do that. Clearly not procedure. Clearly should not have done that. The trial hasn't started. It's not going to start for a while. They're still doing jury selection. Why would the city settle with anybody before there's a result in the actual trial? That doesn't make any sense. And for this city council member to talk about how, you know, there was some sort of racism involved. Let me see how clear I can make this. I'll say it again. Derek Chauvin's knee should not have been on this guy's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's clear. That should not have happened. That was wrong. Should he be fired over it? Yes. Face charges of you know, causing injury? Sure. Assault? Maybe. I don't know. But it turns out George Floyd died of a drug overdose. How does the city council possibly say, well, the $27 million made sense? I mean, shouldn't that $27 million go to the shop owners, mainly minority shop owners, who lost their lives, their lives' work? Or to rebuild the police station that the mayor in Minneapolis said, yeah, sure, take the police station down. It's just a building, just brick and mortar. How do you make that settlement? And how do you make this case about racism? Let's really break it down. What do we know about the occupants of that car? Three people were in the car. What do you know about their races? All three were black. What do you know about who died? One guy died. Were the other two, did they have knees on their neck? No. Were the other two punched in the face or shot? No. Were they even put in handcuffs or arrested? Nope. No, they weren't. They're free to go. And they were both black. If Derek Chauvin and the other officers, the other three that are being charged in this thing, if they were a bunch of racists looking to kill some black people, why did the other two get off scot-free? Why was racism not perpetrated on them? Why is that? And why are you giving somebody $27 million when you don't know the details of the case yet? And why isn't anybody charging Keith Ellison, the attorney general, for aiding and abetting rioters by hiding the body cam evidence that he had available to him from day one? He just didn't release it for months and months and months. Why? Why didn't he want to release that, showing the two other black people were perfectly fine and not in any danger, showing how erratically George Floyd, a 6'6" gigantic guy, was acting? Why are we pretending that this is an open and shut case? And how is the city council giving this kind of money up not going to harm the ability to get a fair trial in this case? Am I missing anything? And journalistically, why does KSTP, the ABC in Minneapolis, need the Associated Press to write a story on this that happened in their city? I'm not following. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I mean, is this a righteous royal? Am I just missing it? Because I'm white. Because I'm too white. I don't get it. I don't understand. 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Fill me in if I'm missing some detail in this case and why $27 million somehow is appropriate. Let me say hi to Brian in L.A. Brian, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
No, it's just about this whole settlement thing with cases. I mean, I understand that I had an issue back in 92. My father was killed by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. And we settled out of court 10 years for peanuts compared to what they just got for 1 year.
So what happened with your dad?
Well, basically the story goes is it was a land grab. They wanted my father's property in Malibu, California. And they shot and killed him. Pretty crazy, huh?
Well, it is. I mean, obviously I don't know any details of the case. I'm sorry to hear about that. But you guys did settle out of court?
Okay, well, we had Johnny Cochran. He was even also on the team of attorneys.
Oh, wow.
It's a long story. I mean, you can look it up. Everyone can look it up, but still.
Well, Brian, we don't know your full name or anything. Do me a favor and send me an email. I'd like to look it up.
Oh, yeah, no problem. But, I mean, they're paying out money without even proving anything has actually been done wrong.
Exactly right. And that's my problem. I mean, at least let the trial happen before you start handing people, you know, $27 million. Brian, thank you. Send me an email. I'd like to find out more about your dad's case. I mean, maybe it was a famous case and I just don't know about it. But I certainly would like to hear more details on that. So your thoughts on that? Hey, here's $27 million. We haven't done the trial yet. We have no idea how he really died. But here's $27 million and racial justice and equity. And darn it, we his civil rights and racism was all involved. When we don't know that. Was he illegally restrained? Probably. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's a long time. They never should have taken him back out of the car. Once he was in the car and he's begging to get out of the car, go watch the body cam, they should have said, nope, sorry, you're secured in the car. We're going to leave you there. We'll bring in medical to take a look at you, but taking him back to the ground, because he actually says, put me on the ground. That's something that shouldn't have happened. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Coming right back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for stopping by. I do appreciate you taking the time. Hey, Paula, when somebody uses all caps on the internet, what does that mean?
You're yelling.
Sam? Yeah, Sam's taking phone calls. I just had somebody who's been a supporter of my channel just yelling the entire time, all capitals, and I very nicely said, hey, do me a favor, don't use all capitals, because unless you're you know, visually impaired, I understand, but you probably aren't visually impaired because, you know, that you're reading everybody else's comments, but do me a favor, don't use all caps. And the guy posted something on my page that didn't show up because I have filters on, where he just called me all sorts of disgusting names. This is a guy who's been supporting the show for a while. It's very strange, man. It's just, I'm telling you, social media is strange, and it's very easy to drop the band hammer on somebody when they do something like that. I mean, the things he called me was just stupid. And you know, it just makes me wonder, what exactly are we doing? What exactly are we doing? Anyway, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I appreciate you guys stopping by. It'll be Grover Norquist next hour. Grover Norquist is from ATR.org, AmericansForTaxReform.org, and he's got great information on some stuff in the COVID bill that you and I didn't know about, i.e. states that are doing well are being punished, i.e. you're not allowed to lower taxes on your people if you take any of this money. I'm not even kidding you. Not even kidding you. I want you to stick around for that next hour because it will open your eyes and make you go, what the hell are we talking about, man? What the heck are we talking about? Let me tell you in the meantime about Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is awesome. You've heard about canceled culture, canceling Dr. Seuss, Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn, Pepe Le Pew, I mean, Mr. Potato Head. You got all sorts of cancel going on, right? It's crazy. They want a monument for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson torn down. If you're fed up with cancel culture, you need to watch Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Greg Kelly shreds their lies in hypocrisy. Greg Kelly believes in America, and he's exposing radical cancel culture. You're going to be shocked by what you see. Tune into Newsmax TV to see Greg Kelly at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Everybody's talking about Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable and satellite systems, and it's free on smartphones, smart TV, Samsung, LG, Vizio, platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it right now, anytime, anywhere you want it. I check out Newsmax.com for breaking news. Great journalism. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. In fact, when I turn my TV on, that's the channel it's on. You should too, because Newsmax is real news for real people. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Going to be line two. And Tim in Corpus Christi. Tim, what's going on?
I think it's Tom, isn't it?
It's up to you, Tom. Sure, we'll call you that. I'm sorry about that. What's on your mind?
The settlement. With the trial just now getting underway, with jury selection just now getting underway, we have the employer of the defendant admitting guilt.
Right.
Chauvin's defense team needs to demand immediate change of venue because there is no way he can get a fair trial in that city.
Well, they can get a fair trial anywhere now. I mean, because everybody's going to hear about this settlement. This is big news today. And a settlement does imply, well, yeah, we admit we did something wrong. Here you go.
Yeah, in the same town they're having the trial.
I'm with you. No, without a doubt, a change of venue is obvious on this one. But I don't know that you can get a fair trial anywhere, to be honest with you, because everybody who listens to the news, watches the news, hears talk radio, whatever, reads newspapers, they're going to know there's a $27 million settlement here. They're going to know that. And a settlement means I'm settling with you. They may not admit guilt, but settling does give an implication. Let me go back at it and say hello and welcome to line five. It's Jesse in Minneapolis. Jesse, talk to me.
Yeah, right now I work down in Twin Cities area all the time, and all the news channels right now are acting like they don't want to touch the report anything on this because they're worried of repercussions coming from all ends. All the news stations down here are boarded up, the windows, everything. They're bunkering down, but
they're afraid right to now, report. They're afraid to report on the settlement, or afraid to report on the jury selection.
On the settlement part of it, right now, it sounds like they just don't want to speak anything because they're worried about ramifications coming down from all ends of it. Right now,
what would the ramifications be of talking about the settlement?
Down here, it's everybody's worried about chaos breaking loose again, like it happened after the incident happened. I worked down there the whole time.
Jesse, I think there's a weird delay in my phone system today, so I want to try to stop you if I can. I don't follow you. Those who would start the chaos and the mayhem and the rioting and the marching and the protesting should be happy about a $27 million settlement for George Floyd's family. So why would anybody be afraid of uprisings over reporting about the settlement?
Down here, the media, just the newscasters, you can't get the truth directly. The truth lies in the middle, and nobody wants to meet in the middle. So it's just if you talk one way or you say you agree with something,
yeah,
it can get misconstrued, and everybody will start spinning the wheel.
I got to run. I don't understand. I honestly don't. Love you like a brother, but I don't get it. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show. The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Welcome to the program. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. Do appreciate you always making the choice to hang out. Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Friday. I'll give you some strings. Uh-huh. Horn section. Wow. Carrie Lucky, even when she's not here. That was me. Protein bar. What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's
Thank God it is Friday.
You know what? Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Free speech Friday.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Uh-huh.
Freedom.
Say what? Bring it down. Take it up a notch. Let's go. Sing it, Aretha. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we will move on. That is Polo. That is Sam. Again, you're done. So I told Polo during the break what the guy called me in the chat room. Polo, that's worthy of being banned, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it, but...
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Sam, would you like to know what he called me?
I actually banned what he said, but then you banned him.
Oh, okay, so you actually saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he had to go, right? I mean...
He had to go.
But it doesn't make sense. It's not even a good insult, is it?
No, it's not.
Right. You could have done a better job with the insult, I would think. Let's work on that.
Come on.
I mean,
and also, he says something about it was an antiquated thought process that it's not really yelling on the internet. Yes, it is. Go ahead, Polo.
I was just going to say, I mean, for him doing such a poor job alone, I think that deserved for him to get kicked out.
Exactly right. If you would have given me a really solid insult, maybe you stay.
Yeah.
No, don't. See, now they're going to try that. Don't try that. Don't try. Now, the way you know what's going to happen, Sam, you got to keep your eyes open. Sam is one of my moderators. Make sure that they don't do that. Because they will. Now they'll be like, oh, well, try this one.
Do I get a t-shirt? Yeah.
All right, exactly right. Do I get a t-shirt? Now, we are giving away t-shirts all 3 hours today on the web stream. And again, if you're listening on the radio, stay on the radio. I want the ratings. I want you to listen there. A lot of you in the car, don't try to put on your internet while you're driving around. If you're in front of your device or your computer and you're inside the house or inside wherever you're going to be, and you want to see the program as well as hear it, I'm giving away a t-shirt every hour. It doesn't cost you anything. You just log on to twitch.com/JoePags, twitch.com/JoePags, and you put an exclamation ticket in my channel. It doesn't cost you anything. You get a free entry, and I'm giving away, we gave away a t-shirt just a little while ago during the break. So we're doing that as well. And now you'd be like, well, why aren't you giving the listeners a chance? We'll do that. I honestly don't know how to do it, though, to such a broad audience. On Twitch, I can control the giveaway. People can log on and for free sign up, didn't cost you anything. And then we could pick a winner at the end of the hour. I don't really know how we would do that on the radio. So I could say, hey, the fourth caller, and then 18 billion people call and people are hanging up and be the fourth quarter caller again. Then it becomes a music show. So I'm not really sure. Polo, any ideas on how we could do that on the actual radio show?
I mean, I guess, you know, if you pick them, I mean, Sam could take down their information. And then I guess if you got their email address, maybe then you could do that. And then
it just gets so complicated.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sam, any ideas how we could do that on the radio show?
I don't think we could, because we don't have a system where I just pick it up line by line. You know what I mean? I can choose which line to pick next. So it wouldn't technically be caller one, caller two.
Well, I mean, our phone system works the way traditional phone systems work. They really do. They as they come in, I mean, as you answer them, that is caller 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're not taking them out of order. You take them as they ring. But,
right.
But I mean, I just think that would slow the show down to say, let's stop right now for caller number whatever. Maybe you ask a question and the first person to answer the question correctly, that might be more fair, no?
Yeah. Or if you did, somebody had a great call and you decided, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you a shirt for that. That kind of thing, you know?
It's actually not a bad idea. Sam, what do you think? It might make these people raise their game because, man, they have not been very good today, to be honest.
There you go.
What? You got to raise your game. If your call doesn't suck, you might get a t-shirt.
Or what's the worst call of the week? I mean,
give them a t-shirt because then they're going to try to be the worst call of the week. I don't want to do that.
That's true. But Sam seemed to do a pretty good job on their own without having to try, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
The drunkest caller could win a t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
But Sam, on a Friday, Sam, how many t-shirts would we be giving away?
All of them.
Exactly right. We would have no more t-shirts at all. They'd be all gone.
I can only dump so much, so. And that sounds so
right.
Bad. So,
yeah. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. So I watched this video that Sam and her boyfriend Evan put together exploring life. And Sam, I need to know one thing.
Okay.
Are you both really crying or did you put that on?
We are crying. Crying.
They ate chicken wings and they put some sauce on it called Da Bomb. And now on the actual bottle, first of all, you guys are a couple of idiots and I love you like crazy, but
thank you.
What does it say in the bottle about how much to put on?
One drop.
One drop. And you put on how much? You slathered it all over the wing.
It was covered.
3 days later, Sam says, we're still suffering. We're not kidding. We're still in big trouble here. So you covered the wings with it, and people should go and see that. You just go to Exploring Life. Is it exploringlife.com? Is that the deal?
It's exploringlife.show.
Ah, well, who didn't know that? Exploringlife.show. Go and check that out because I'm not playing. I thought, okay, what did you guys do? You sprayed your faces? No way, you're really crying. They were crying.
No, absolute tears. And I'm telling you, I'm still not regular.
Oh, yeah, honey, we didn't have to go there, did we? We have to hear about the regularity of your system? No, nobody asked you about that. You got to go and check that out. All right.
It sounds like that Dove shampoo.
No, that would be normal.
Oh, normal, yes, shampoo. Correct. Yes.
Right, she's not regular. Okay. Right, but no, without a doubt, we knew they weren't normal. Let's not even confuse it.
I saw her.
But regular is a different thing completely.
Yeah, I saw their video of the pie. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that was not the same video, though.
I know. I need to watch that one. But I saw the one with them eating the pie and stuff. Oh, boy.
I want to say the opening slow motion scene is disgusting. Let me just say that on the pie one. Let me just, Sam, can I put that out there? It's disgusting. I didn't need to see that. I had to shut it off and regather myself.
I mean, Evan on his back with his legs up. I don't know.
No, enough. Yes. No, you guys got to go check it out. ExploringLife.show. All right. Stacey Dash and I follow each other on Twitter. I think we still do. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I haven't talked to her on Twitter in a long time. We used to talk back and forth. And I invited her on the show. And did I have her? I think I had her on, didn't I? Sam, did I have Stacey Dash on the show?
I think you did. She's the one who had those dresses, right?
I don't know if she had dresses. No, she's from Clueless?
Yeah, no. Sam's thinking about Joy. Sure. What's her name?
Oh, Joy Villa. Yeah, yes. We've had Joy Villa on. Joy is a singer. Stacey is a
you had Stacey on, though. I think I remember you having her on.
Did I have her on?
Yeah.
So I'm looking through. I'm following her. She is still following me. But I guess she just did a sit-down interview with somebody in the UCK. And that would be the UK, by the way, if you guys didn't know. Do I have to tell the UK story again, guys, do you think?
I mean,
absolutely.
Well, Paula, do you know why I say UCK?
To save time.
No. Well, I mean, it is, but the actual genesis of it is different than that. Sam, you know the original story?
I think I do.
Okay. So my friend Thad went to England on some school trip, and I either couldn't afford to go or I didn't want to go. I didn't end up going. And he called me collect from the United Kingdom. I was 16. And, I accepted the charges. I probably shouldn't have, not my phone. So back then, you got the phone bill once a month. I guess you still kind of do, but I mean, the house phone is almost included with your cable now, is included with your internet. It's all weird now. And it's sort of one standard fee, and it doesn't matter if somebody calls you from Uganda or whatever. But back then, you called somebody from the UK, from the United Kingdom, and it cost some money. And we probably talked for about 30 seconds, and it probably cost $10, right? And that time of the month comes around for my dad to check the bills, and I hear him screaming, who the beep? And he says the F word loud as he can, called UCK. He screamed it.
That's right.
Polo, I kid you not. He thought that somebody called the country UCK. From then on, that was it for me. That's it. It is no longer the United Kingdom. It is now UCK. And of course, we use that as an excuse here on this program because it takes too long to say United Kingdom. And then we, of course, take a long time explaining why it takes too long. But at the end of the day, she sat down with somebody from UCK. It's from the Daily Mail, right, Sam?
Yeah, I believe so.
So she sits down with the Daily Mail, and the headline is incorrect. That they say that she pulls her support for Trump or something. And I'm going, yeah, she can, I guess. I mean, she wants to. That's fine. But I didn't think that's what she said. Let me see what the actual headline is. Yeah. Conservative actress Stacey Dash denounces her support for Trump, says she's done with politics. Now, again, if she said that, that's up to her. She's a grown-ass adult. She can say that. She can feel that. She can believe that. I'm not here to say she has to support Trump. I have never, in fact, pushed anybody to support somebody they didn't want to support. So I don't have an issue with that if she doesn't want to support Trump. Whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. I don't care. It does not get me going in the morning knowing that Stacey Dash supports President Trump. Yeah, I like Stacey Dash. I appreciated her coming on the show. Polo claims she came on the show. Okay. I'm sure she did, but, you know, I'm getting older now and I forget these things. But I read through the story and I'm trying to figure out where she says she doesn't support him anymore. So at one point in this interview with it's the Mail Online, the Daily Mail, but it's online. So they call it the Mail Online. And she talks about, well, people were hurt and I don't want to be the angry conservative black woman. You know, she says all this stuff and she's sort of having some sort of awakening where she's not happy with what she's done or what she's said. And she wants to sort of get along with everybody. Now, I don't know if this is so she can get some acting jobs or if she truly said, hey, I've been a little bit out of line here. And I'm perfectly fine with Stacey Dash deciding she's not going to be the person who does this, you know, right-wing stuff on TV anymore. I mean, for a while, I think she was a Fox News contributor. Where she was actually, you know, commentating on news of the day. And potentially, she was commenting on what was happening in Hollywood, too, because, again, she's from Hollywood. Now, here's the story as reported by The Blaze, but, of course, she actually sat down with Mail Online. Conservative actress Stacey Dash denounces her support for Trump, says she's done with politics. It's written by somebody named Phil Shiver or Shiver. I'm not sure. Conservative actress, ex-Fox News contributor Stacey Dash denounced her past support for President Donald Trump and apologized for past comments she made on the network during a recent interview. Klugstar told the Daily Mail this week that she's done with politics and never plans to work in political media again. She also claimed the network typecast her as angry conservative black woman and said that role eventually wore her down. I lived my life being angry, which is what I was on Fox. I was the angry conservative black woman, and at that time in my life, it was who I was. She said, I realized in 2016 that anger is unsustainable and will destroy you. I made a lot of mistakes because of that anger. There are things I'm sorry for, she confirmed or continued. Things that I did say that I should not have said them in the way that I said them. They were very arrogant, prideful, and angry. And that's who Stacey was, but that's not who Stacey is now. Stacey's someone who has compassion and empathy. I like Stacey Dash, and I'm glad that she's come on the show, and I like that we follow each other. But, you know, you start wondering about somebody who refers to themselves as third person the entire time she's talking about herself. You know, Stacey was that, and Stacey is not now, and Stacey's someone who's compassionate, empathy. That's odd to me. Anyway, story continues. She became a darling of conservatives ahead of the 2016 election cycle by passionately speaking about her conservative values and taking aim at Hollywood liberal elite at the time. Her passion sparked controversy. One such example was in 2015 when she claimed that on air that former President Barack Obama couldn't give an S word about terrorism. Another occurred in 2018 during an interview with MSNBC where she defended comments Trump made about the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Now she says, God has forgiven me. How dare I not forgive someone else? I don't want to be judged, so how dare I judge anyone else? So if anyone has ever felt that way about me, like I've judged and that I apologize for, because that's not who I am. She didn't deny personal responsibility in stirring up political controversies at Fox, but she did claim that the network paid her to do that. I'm not a victim of anyone. I worked at Fox at the time. That was my job. I did my job for the place where I was at. Stacey now would never work at Fox. I guess she called herself Stacey again. Come on. Would never work at Fox News or be a news contributor, she said. As for her support for Trump, he is not the president. We have a new president. Being a supporter of Trump has put me in some kind of box that I don't belong in. But he's not the president. I'm going to give the president that we have right now a chance. Does that sound like she pulled her support for Trump or denounced her support for Trump? I heard her say that he's not the president. I'm going to give this guy a chance. When did she say, I denounce my support for Trump? Did I mishear it? Paula, did you hear her denounce her support for Trump?
No, I was looking at the article too, and I don't really see anything that says that.
I mean, that's actually the headline. Sam, do you see where she says, I denounce my support for Trump?
No, and I actually read the original article from the Daily Mail, and it doesn't say that either there.
And she says that being a supporter of Trump has put me in some kind of box that I don't belong in. So, I mean, I see that she doesn't like being stereotyped or cast as the angry conservative black woman, which is what she really decries during the entire interview. I don't see her saying, I denounce my support. She says, he's not the president right now. I'm going to give this guy a shot. Why would we make it such a weird, controversial headline? I guess to make people like me read it? Is that why, do you think?
I think so.
Because, I mean, logical people would rather hear her say, I denounce my support for Trump. What?
Okay, so there's one little part, and I don't know if you read this earlier, but it's the thing that she does denounce was the senseless violence at the Capitol.
Right, but I mean, again, she didn't say the violence caused by Trump, who I denounce.
Right. But that's the only place where I do see that, so.
Yeah. I think the writer wanted me to read it. Guess what? It worked. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. What do you think about people who now are coming out who were supporters of Trump? Because Stacey Dash is a good actress. Very pretty lady. And I think that she can go and get work anytime she wants. But because she was a Fox News contributor and someone who came out on the right and did shows like mine, is she doing this to save her career? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Polo, yes or no? Is that why she's doing it?
From the sound of it, I mean, it sure does seem that way.
Sam, is that why she's doing it?
Any publicity is good publicity, right?
Just got some publicity, didn't she? But did she eat the bomb?
I hope not.
Oh, man. If she did, she's not regular yet. Stacy's not regular. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks a lot. It is the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Really do appreciate you being here. Thank you. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Grover Norquist after the bottom of the hour. He's from ATR.org. ATR.org is AmericansForTaxReform.org. AmericansForTaxReform.org. And he explains some things that are in the COVID relief bill. The so-called COVID relief bill, which is really just a tax hike. Reparations and madness for our country. He explains some things that you don't know are even in there. Like a lot of people in a lot of states will be punished because their states are doing too well. I kid you not. And if you accept any of this so-called aid from the COVID relief bill, you have to promise to not lower taxes for anybody. There really is an attempt to even off between high tax states and low tax states and try to help businesses in high-tax states instead of seeing business run to other states. There's a lot of garbage in this that Republicans should have absolutely stood firm on and not allowed to happen. So we talk with Grover about that. Going to uncover an awful lot. Plus, it's a Free Speech Friday. So whatever's on your mind is going to be fair game. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We come back, Grover Norquist. Do not miss this interview. I appreciate you guys. And we're giving away a shirt over on the website, twitch.com/JoePags, or go to joepags.com and click on the Twitch stream. Back after this.
Joe Pags.
Glad to have this guy back. He's the founder. He's the boss over at ATR.org. It's AmericansForTaxReform.org. Grover Norquist. Grover, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
Yeah, always glad to have you on. We were talking right beforehand, and you said we got him right where we want him, And now the conservatives and our values are all going to come to fruition. It doesn't feel that way, Grover. It feels like we're losing. We don't have the House, don't have the Senate, don't have the presidency. I don't think Biden has the presidency either. I think somebody else does. But we're seeing a radical push in this country that you and I have talked about how we should avoid for the last, I don't know, we've been talking for almost 10 years now. So just on a very on the peripheral level, before we get into the $1.9 trillion boondoggle that just got passed, let's get into where are we when it comes to progressivism in this country, when it comes to us having what we thought we were on the way to having, which are true American conservative values. That seems to be on the back burner here.
It is. But here's the cheerful news as we look at this. We've been through this twice before. Clinton came in convinced that they own the future, big majority in the House, big majority in the Senate. They lost it all in 2 years because they raised taxes, spent money, grabbed people's guns. Then up to Obama. He had 60 votes in the Senate until Ted Kennedy died. He had a huge House majority. 2 years, loses the House, loses most of his Senate. And the last 6 years of Clinton, the last 6 years of Obama, they didn't get anything that they wanted. And we had the control of the purse strings. Now they're playing the same game. We are absorbing the punishment that we took for 2 years under Clinton and 2 years under Obama. And they are throwing away their House. They're throwing away their Senate. The narrow majorities that the Democrats have probably disappeared just from redistricting alone. More people have moved into red states. But the backlash that we saw in every one of the last 70 years elections against the first time president in the off-year election will sweep the Republicans across the finish line unless the Democrats can change the rules.
And they're trying to, and you know that they're trying to. We'll keep a close eye on that. It's Grover Norquist, ATR.org. Make sure you go there. Incredible information. And sign up for any sort of update from them as well, because it keeps you in the know about what's going on. When it comes to what they're doing, 40-plus executive orders the first few days, the man spoke for the first time last night, 50-some-odd days in, and I'm not even sure if it was live. Nobody will answer my question when I say, was that even live? He's not taking questions from anybody. There is a progressive star chamber, in my opinion, that's running this joint. Maybe it's Obama and Harris and some others. But at the end of the day, why would they front load it all like this, knowing the history you just brought out? You're right. In 2010, the House went back to Republicans. 2014, the Senate went to Republicans. 2016, Republicans got the White House. So why do this again, knowing that it's not going to stick? Is it your opinion that they're that confident they can get rid of the filibuster and only use the nuclear option, no more supermajorities? Is that what they're trying to do?
Well, there are several paths. One is, get as much of the toothpaste out of the tube as you can, because you know the country will revolt.
Right.
Okay. Every time there's been a jump in size of government under FDR, under LBJ, after they got the supermajorities and they passed a bunch of left-wing stuff, they collapsed their majorities, not down to minority because they had the solid South back then, but they were punished for it. So one strategy is get as much out of the toothpaste tube as you can, understand you're going to lose, come back again. And try and ratchet up. Another is maybe we can break Manchin and then change the rules and not have to have real elections anymore. The FEC will become a Democratic weapon instead of somebody looking for fair elections. I think there are different parts of the Democrats that for various reasons think they go full bore, either to get as much as they can, realizing they're going to lose, or get as much as they can, change the rules, keep winning.
It is, Grover Norquist. Great information, as always, from ATR.org. Let's talk about the $1.9 trillion boondoggle. I talked to Ron Johnson yesterday, and he said a trillion still hasn't been spent from the last time they did this. So why was this crammed through? And Republicans are saying 9% goes to COVID. That's really not true if you consider the money, the checks are also COVID relief. So it's more like 20% or 30%, if you look at it that way, directly to COVID-related, like PPE and vaccines and all, that is 9%. It's 8.5%. But why do this now if that first trillion hadn't been spent yet? What's the story?
In order to get it out of the way, they are pre-funding the next 2 years and several after that. This is money that they will be using to buy friends and votes from now until 22 and 24. So they brought back earmarks so that each of the congressmen can raise money by trading millions of dollars in goodies for people in their district in return for hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions. It's not a very good exchange rate, but the money's free for the politicians. That level of corruption was caught in 2010, and we ended earmarks. But the Democrats have decided they like that kind of corruption. They want to bring it back. They're also sucking money out of red states into blue states, out of states that managed COVID well and didn't shut down the entire state forever, and sending that money to states that did shut down their states. The way you get more money out of this deal is to have a very high unemployment rate. South Dakota, 3% unemployment. Why? They never shut the place down. People kept going to school.
Right.
They didn't close down churches. And so it's a, but New York, Chicago, California did. They're taking the big cash because they wrote it that way. Worse, the Democrats wrote a law in here that you cannot, as a state, if you take money from this giveaway, you cannot cut taxes for the next 4 years. Now, it's written that you can't use their money to cut taxes. So my argument is, as money comes in because there's more revenue, you can take that additional revenue and
right.
spend it. But we're going to have to go to the courts on this. We're going to have to go to the mattresses on this. They are sick and tired of competently run states cutting taxes and attracting people to move and jobs into their states away from New York, which raises taxes and chases investors away, jobs away, and business away. They think they can stop competition between the states for 4 years, freeze it for 4 years.
So it's your opinion that in this bill, the far left-wing progressives are trying to protect California, New York, Illinois, Michigan, that are screwing business, and businesses all running to Texas and to Florida. You're saying this is their way to make that a stopgap. We're going to stop it by punishing you for being so good at what you do.
We're working on 8 states where the Republicans have the House, Senate, and the governorship, and they want to phase out the income tax over time.
Right.
They don't want another 8 states with no income tax. They don't like the 8 that exist now.
And this is the way to do it, by punishing them through federal law? I'll bring it up this way. The federal excise tax on gasoline already bothers me because you take more from Texas than Texas gets back. In other words, people in Texas who are driving are actually fixing roads in Alabama, perhaps, or in Illinois, perhaps. I don't like that the federal government gets to suck it out of our state and then give it back as they see fit. Why do states have to participate in something like this where they can be punished for having a good tax code or for being beneficial to businesses? I'll ask you very directly. Grover, would you have the states that will be punished just say no to the money? Screw you. You're not going to punish us. We don't want your money.
Some states may be able to do that. On the other hand, they're sending some of those checks directly to people. I think we'll be able to get around these prohibitions on tax cuts because it cannot possibly be constitutional. Plus, how can you prove that money that comes from opening up Texas even more, and they have more money, that's going to be additional revenue. That's not money from Washington, D.C. I think you can spend additional revenue, and that's how you pay down the income tax and make it go away. So it's a dirty trick on their part, but I don't think they'll thwart us.
It is Grover Norquist. Go to ATR.org, ATR.org right now. There's also reparations in this. I don't know if you saw this part of it, but black farmers and Hispanic farmers and Native American farmers all get a big break. White farmers get nothing. In fact, some of these loans that they're now forgiving, they're going to forgive them to 120%. In other words, if you borrowed $100,000, couldn't pay it back, you paid it back to about $50,000, you're going to get a break on the $50,000, have to pay it back. We'll give you another $20,000 on top of that because we can. What sort of bizarro world and bizarro math am I looking at here?
They are stealing money from people who work and handing money to their constituents and buying votes. This is public funding of elections by taking stolen taxpayer money. I mean, if it's not in the Constitution, taxing somebody for something is just stealing money.
Right.
And they're just taking this money and they're giving it to their friends. This is going to bail out union contracts and union pensions. It's going to, it's a real challenge. We are just going to, right now, we're going to lump it. When they come back and try and have an energy tax, which is a gasoline tax on steroids, that is where voters are going to revolt. When people see who's getting the money, and they're doing it on a racial basis, what is this, South Africa? You get a check based on what color you are.
Right.
That's going to repulse people who live in suburbs and thought that the guy with orange hair was annoying. But they don't know what is annoying. The guy with the orange hair kept his hands out of your pockets.
Right. And also, a lot of people are missing that guy with the orange hair a month and a half into this administration. It's Grover Norquist, ATR.org. While I have you, I want to talk about guns. Yesterday, Biden, in his teleprompter speech, and again, I don't know if it was live or not, but he's talking about getting rid of assault weapons. There's an assault rifle ban. People shouldn't have military-style weapons. Listen, I've got an AR-15. I don't know anybody in the military is carrying an AR-15. First of all, it's not military weapon. It's not military grade. It is not an assault weapon. That's just a name that we put on it to scare people. But it works. It's effective for people who don't know about guns, don't know about the Second Amendment like you and I do. So how do you respond when people say, hey, nobody really needs that. Get yourself a shotgun to defend your house. Or maybe you can carry a handgun or maybe a revolver. When they say that you can't have this certain weapon, your response is what?
Well, when I was growing up, it was the committee to ban handguns.
Right.
Rifles
yep.
were okay. So they go after the gun they think they can demonize and steal. What they're asking for in some of this stuff is a list of everybody's guns. That's what they're looking for. We're not stealing it. We're just getting a list. And what will you do with the list? Well, we'll steal it later.
Right.
You know, Canada, Australia, New York City. Here's the good news. That is not going to pass the Senate. Everybody, 16 million people with an AR-15, 20
right.
million Americans with a concealed carry permit.
Right.
Okay. They will remember on election day that Biden has contempt for them and their ability to protect their family, and that Biden doesn't know what an assault weapon is. That's why they call it military style. Because it looks like, you know, the Baptists didn't like dancing because it looked like sex. It's not, but it looked like it. Okay.
Right,
these things
right.
look like army rifles. I always get a kick out of listening to these idiots who know nothing about firearms and they want to regulate it and take it away. It really lets you know the contempt they have for the American people.
And you didn't say her name, but I will, because when you talk about idiots who don't know anything, it's Sheila Jackson Lee jumps to mind, where she said an AR-15 shoots 50 caliber rounds, and it is as heavy as several boxes you would use, like, to move, just to carry the gun. Now, I don't know. I can hold my AR-15 with one arm easily. They also say it's fully automatic, which is a lie. No, it's not. It's semi-automatic. You have to buy one pull, one bullet. I'm not sure I understand why they get away with it, other than people just aren't knowledgeable enough to understand. And if you say assault weapon or military-style weapon, that scares people. Let me ask you one last question, because you're an NRA guy. And this has always bothered me. The Second Amendment is clear, shall not be infringed. The Supreme Court has found that we are the militia. We the people are. That's not even in question anymore. Why is it that states think they have the rights, or cities or municipalities think they have the right to change the Second Amendment? Because I thought the 10th Amendment said anything we haven't covered up till now, the states can deal with. The Second Amendment's way before the 10th. Why is there any infringement at all?
Because the Constitution is not completely self-enforcing. We have to elect congressmen and senators and get judges. We now have 6 judges that have read most of the Constitution all the way through.
Right.
We haven't had that for a long time.
That's true.
It took a while for people to do the work in the history to understand what was behind the Second Amendment, all the people who wrote it, what they'd said, what they did, what the different state constitutions say. It is clear what the founders meant when they said anyone in the country should be able to have a weapon to defend themselves and against anybody that comes after them. And the good news is the number of people who have a personal relationship with their firearm, the 20 million people with concealed carry, the 18 states where you don't need any permit to carry concealed, they have
right.
constitutional carry. We are much more of a country that is in touch with their Second Amendment rights, and that makes them a fearsome vote. The Democrats lied about their position on guns. They shut up about it. As soon as they're in power, you see the fangs again. This will cost them the House and the Senate in Arizona, in Georgia, in New Hampshire, in Pennsylvania 2 years from now.
Always appreciate the insight. Thanks for the information on this ridiculous $1.9 trillion boondoggle. And always, I appreciate you going to guns because you're an NRA guy, and I wanted to make sure that we went there. Thank you for the great answers. It's Grover Norquist. Go to ATR.org. Go sign up right now. Read all the great information there as well. Grover, thanks a million.
Joe, thank you.
All right, we're coming right back. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
right, great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Grover Norquist, a lot of information that a lot of people hadn't heard before. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Definitely want to hear from you. Without a doubt. Yep, it looks like they're going to be punishing states that dare try to lower taxes on their citizens. I kid you not. It looks like they're going to, in fact, go after states that dare do the right thing for business. They're going to go after states that dare say, look, we don't need that much stimulus. This is all about some sort of a balancing act where the blue states have been run horribly. The red states have been run very, very well. The blue states, instead of allowing them to fail and then having to change how they do it, the blue states are just going to get paid off. And it's going to be at the harm of the red states, to be honest with you. That's pretty disgusting. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me go to the phone lines. We'll do that in a second. First, I love telling you about our great sponsors, because without them, we would not exist, right? Tell you about Superbeats. Superbeats, absolutely great. I've been using Superbeats for a long time. You can do the powder in the morning, and when you do that, you're going to get up, get the powder, put it in your fruit juice, your water, your protein shake, and get that boost of energy, that blood flow you're looking for, that circulation you're looking for. It's going to help to regulate your blood pressure as well. Right now, they also have Superbeats soft chews. These heart chews are a delicious snack you can take on the go. They support your heart health. Superbeats chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeats chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended. Without the jittery caffeine or stimulants, now you can take just 2 delicious soft chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Superbeats soft chews. Get your Superbeats chews today at joelovesbeats.com. joelovesbeats.com. When you buy 2 bags, get a 3rd bag for free. That's joelovesbeats.com. Get a free bag of Superbeats heart chews when you purchase 2. joelovesbeats.com. Make that happen right now. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. A lot of calls coming in, but I want to give you short shrift. We've got less than a minute left in the segment. So let me just tell you that next hour we'll continue with Free Speech Friday. There is a ton going on and a ton that I want to get into. And a lot of you have been trying to get through all week and couldn't. Now, Amazon has again taken the step of banning a book or stopping the sales of a book because Amazon doesn't agree with the subject matter, and the subject matter happens to be 100% correct. At what point will somebody tell this retailer that you have to stop discriminating like this? Either it's open accommodation for anybody who's selling a book, or you have to follow what we say is true and correct, whether science agrees with you or not. Amazon has a lot of power. I have no problem with Amazon being a better mousetrap and Jeff Bezos doing a good job of building something from nothing. But I do have a problem with now, because you're making so much money and you're such a conglomerate, you can now decide what you will and won't sell. If you say you offer books, you should offer books. Now, if there's something truly against the law, illegal, threatening, so on, I understand. Keep it here. Much more to come.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show. The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It is the Joe Pags Show. Appreciate your time, as always, on a Friday.
Freedom.
Say what? Bring it down. Chocolate voice is off today. Polo's alongside. Sam making it happen. Bop into the tunes. Glad to have you. Thanks for making it happen. Anything in your mind, fair game? If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. I get more complaints all week. I just can't get through in the phone lines. Well, on Free Speech Friday, we'll take whatever your call happens to be about. And again, if I know something about it, we'll talk about it. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. Or go online, joepags.com. Love to hear from you there. Make sure that you stop by there. You can click on email, send me an email. Certainly welcome to comment on the social media, but I have made the decision I'm not going to engage and argue and debate on social media because there are too many trolls out there just to see if they can grab somebody's attention. And many of them are cowards. And people say, now, if you're, because you're calling the anonymous people cowards. Yes. The anonymous people who are attack artists are cowards. I get that some of you are afraid that your work will give you a hard time if you stand one way or the other. I get that. But if your job is to go online and attack people and you're using a fake picture and a fake name and a fake account with zero followers and it's you got a new account every day, you're either a bot or you're a loser who can't get out of his own way. And I have spent too much. I wish I had the years of my time back that I've spent debating or arguing online because it never, ever has a positive ending. It's not, they never say, you know, I didn't think about that. That's a good point, Pax. They've never said that. So why do it? I will promote my stuff on social media. I will retweet or like or share stuff that I agree with or that I like. Like I just shared Sam and Evan's a ridiculous drinking or eating of the Da Bomb. Something very wrong with them. Go and check that out on the social media. But at the end of the day, it didn't benefit me, so I'm not going to do it. But we do take your phone calls. You want to engage me? You want to debate me? You want to bring it? Let's go. Right now, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. A lot of people have asked me, why haven't you talked about Andrew Cuomo? A lot of people, and the way they ask it is they're alleging that I, for some reason, am I talking about Andrew Cuomo like I've got some allegiance or something. Well, let me help you guys out with that. There is no allegiance to Andrew Cuomo nor his brother Fredo. His brother's name is Fredo, isn't it? I think it's Fredo. I have no allegiance there. And just because they're Italian, that doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about them. I have made fun of Chris Cuomo, deservedly so, because he's a liar. He lied about being in quarantine. That was a lie. He's also a guy who is so narcissistic that he walked out naked in the middle of his wife's live yoga stream and acted like he didn't realize she was live. That's just not believable. And then he freaked out when somebody called him Fredo, and then he hid behind some bodyguard or other friends or somebody when he was trying to start trouble. Chris Cuomo, to me, I thought was a pretty good journalist on 2020 when he was on there with Elizabeth Vargas. I don't know what happens to a person when they go to CNN, but there's something wrong with him now. When it comes to his brother Andrew, I never thought very much of the guy. I think he's a slow talker. I think he's got an attitude. I think he's got a sense of entitlement that daddy said I can be the governor, so I'm going to be the governor. I also don't like, and you guys know this of me, and I was a fan of George W. Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush, I was less of a fan of, but George W. Bush, I thought, was the steady hand we needed after 9/11. But I'm not somebody who believes in generations of people in the same family becoming the leader of either a state or the country or even a municipality, to be honest with you. So the idea that the Cuomo family just suddenly somehow owns New York and deserves to be elected every time makes me crazy. If you don't know, Mario Cuomo was their father. He was a governor of New York as well. Very far left-wing progressive. Andrew Cuomo has been the governor for a while. Chris Cuomo thinks that he's God's gift or something. I don't think that a family in a state of 10 million plus, what is it, like 14 million or something in New York, in a state of that kind of number, I don't think one family should be running everything. Just like I don't think that George W. Bush necessarily needed to be the president because his father was, yet somehow we got two generations of Bushes in there, and then there was talk about another, Jeb maybe becoming the president, and then everybody's talking about Donald Trump Jr. becoming the president, and people are talking about Chelsea Clinton possibly becoming the president, and Hillary Clinton after Bill Clinton, and maybe Michelle Obama should have run, and maybe their kids, Malia and Sasha, can run. And I'm here to say, what do we have, four families that can run anything? I don't get it. So I don't think there's any reason why Andrew Cuomo was the governor. I don't know what it is that he did to become the governor of New York other than being Mario's son. I don't know what else he did. But you get to hear more and more about the Cuomos and Andrew Cuomo directly the more you pay attention. And I'm going to throw something out there, and I want your comments on this. Andrew Cuomo is alleged to have made a policy, then covered it up. to put COVID-19 patients in nursing homes with the most susceptible in our society. And many of them ended up dying. Not necessarily the COVID patients, the nursing home people. Because of this alleged move by the governor that's been backed up by his former aides, allegations all over the place. And here's a guy, somebody wrote a book about him, or he wrote his own book, about how to respond to COVID. Here's a guy that was up for some Nobel Peace Prize or something, some sort of prize, some sort of an Emmy or a Grammy or some crap. I forget what the hell he was. He's up for all sorts of awards because of how great he handled COVID, which he didn't. He didn't know where the ventilators were. He had stockpiles of them, just didn't know where they were. In one sentence, he said he didn't have them, then he did have them, knew where they were, didn't know where they were. All the same guy. Put COVID patients in nursing homes, even though then-President Trump brought a barge to New York Harbor and said, put the patients here or put those who don't have it here and the patients somewhere else. He didn't separate them, allegedly, and now he's in big trouble for that. But we're not talking about that. Oh, no. Why would we talk about that? We're talking about sexual harassment, where he touched a woman's face, or he said, hey, let's play strip poker, or he reached under somebody's shirt, all of which is not okay. But that's nothing compared to killing grandma and grandpa in a nursing home with COVID patients. Every woman should be believed. Every story should be investigated. And if Andrew Cuomo did it, then the guy should be, charges should be filed for sexual harassment, sexual assault, whatever. But I don't want to hear any more about how he should resign over these allegations of sexual harassment or assault. Because none of that's been proven yet, and none of that's been litigated yet. I want his ass to resign and face charges for what he did in the nursing homes. And what's interesting is, Gretchen Whitmer, the worst governor perhaps in that state's history in Michigan, is now focused on Andrew Cuomo as a bad guy because of the sexual allegations, and isn't talking anything about putting COVID patients in nursing homes because the allegation is she did the same damn thing in Michigan. So I can tell you, I'm about up to here. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Andrew Cuomo and the allegations of assault. Well, he allegedly mistreated this reporter. Reporter says that he didn't mistreat her. Well, he should resign. He says he's not going to resign. Let's litigate all that once all that stuff is investigated. If it turns out he did all that stuff, then he should face the music for it. What I know is there are credible revelations and allegations that he put COVID-19 patients in with nursing home patients who then died. So as much as he shouldn't have said, let's play strip poker if he said it, much as he shouldn't have reached up somebody's shirt, that's disgusting, he shouldn't be doing it, as much as he shouldn't be saying, hey, eat the sausage to the reporter, maybe he shouldn't have said that, he damn sure should not have put COVID-positive patients in with nursing home patients or nursing home residents. And for some reason, nobody's talking about that. All the Democrats can't get out of their own way in New York and elsewhere to say he's got to resign all the allegations. I don't know anybody who's saying resign because of what he did with the nursing homes. But maybe I'm just stupid. Stupid. Sometimes I talk about Andrew Cuomo. I'm sitting back trying to figure out what's going on with it, and I'm watching these allegations come to fruition, and I'm watching what people are focused on. And I think it's a huge leftist movement and distraction to talk about the sexual allegations, which they probably knew about for years. They just happened to take the mothballs off to cover up what happened in the nursing homes. Your thoughts. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Free Speech Friday. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. Know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. I mean, this is classic deception and distraction, right? Redirection, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about, isn't it? When it comes to Andrew Cuomo and what, Gretchen Whitmer doesn't want anybody talking about COVID patients. She wants people talking about sexual harassment. So do all the Democrats in New York. Let's talk about sexual harassment. Look how morally we have the high ground. We want him gone because of all these allegations. Since when do you get rid of somebody over allegations? You get rid of somebody after there's an investigation and they're found to have done what's being alleged. But nobody's talking about the Democrat, you know, people who have been on his support staff saying, yeah, look what we did with COVID. Or the ordering of change the story, allegedly. Let's go to the phone line, see what you guys think. Let me say hello and welcome to line one is Evan in Texas. Evan, what's going on? Hi.
Evening, Joe. Just wanted to bring up an idea from a topic you had earlier. Why don't the red states band together and refuse to pay our federal taxes until the blue states actually start to behave themselves?
Because they don't have the wherewithal, the backbone. They don't have the American love that you have. These people are get along to get along. That's what they do. They say yes to more garbage. Look, they just said yes to this whole COVID relief thing that is really not about COVID, most of it.
Well, it's not about the politicians. I'm talking about the locals.
So the locals just start, I mean.
Why don't we just force people, why don't we force our local governors and our local mayors to not comply with the federal taxes and pay the blue states off?
Well, I mean, I'll say the same thing that I just said, because they don't have the wherewithal. The governors don't. You think that Greg Abbott in Texas is going to say, I'm not going to send in the taxes? Do you really think that employers are going to say, hey, screw you, IRS, I'm not going to send you the federal, the FICO that you want me to collect or the FICO? I mean, no, it's not going to happen. These people are afraid of the federal government, and they want to get along. That's why. I mean, it's a good idea, and all of the states would have to say yes, and they would all have to vote to do it together, and all to tell the IRS, screw you, come and take it. But they wouldn't do that. I mean, I hear you. It's an interesting idea, but they would not do that. I wish they would. A better chance of getting the House back and the Senate back and stopping this disgusting progressive, you know, move that's happening in Washington. Let me go to Bill in Melbourne, Florida. Bill, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, Joe, so two thoughts here, right?
Yeah.
So I think the first thought is Cuomo, I mean, if you look at what they did to Kavanaugh and the whole, oh, my gosh, if you even thought that someone smelt and, you know, some kind of think about, I don't know what, anger about a woman or whatever that all crap was about, that. What they did to Kavanaugh was completely wrong, and they're giving a complete pass to Cuomo and all of that. And I think that fundamentally is absolutely just so disingenuous, and they can't explain it away. And then the other thing is that the fact that they can't explain why Biden will not talk about particular things, I think those two narratives is something the Republicans have to drive home. They absolutely have to drive those home. So thanks.
I hear you. I appreciate you. What's funny is I thought you said if they smelt something there. Sam, did it sound like he said if you smelt something there?
Well, you know the saying.
I mean, you smelt, dealt it. I mean, I thought that Bill was calling in to say that somebody smelled something somewhere. His point about Kavanaugh is real. Although the Democrats really are saying that Cuomo should resign. The Democrats are going after him because of alleged sexual harassment. What they're not going after him on is what he did in the nursing homes. And, you know, somebody who's got a brain, I'm going to admit to having a brain, is going to ask why. Because they normally circle the wagons. They don't want us to talk about the COVID stuff. That's why. Dan, St. Louis, talk to me.
St. Louis Park, Minnesota.
Oh, again, wait, I gotta. Sam, do me a favor and change how you write that, because I screw that up every time. It's on me, Dan. I see St. Louis and stop there. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Talk to me. Okay, I'm not mad.
Why are you mad at me, Dan?
It's a shell game. They just want you to focus on that so they don't look at the real thing. Our governor here in Minneapolis, Kim Jong-Walls, did the same thing.
Do a lot of people call him that, Dan?
Buried
it. Do a lot of people there call him that? Because I know that you do. You called him a few times. Do other people do it?
The morning show here, Justin and Drew call him that.
They're awesome. Love Justin and Drew. Good friends of mine. All right, so let me ask you this. What did he do specifically? Because we know the stories out of New York. They're very clear. We know the story out of Michigan. They're becoming clear, and she's facing possible charges. What happened in Minnesota?
They sent people with COVID back to nursing homes.
Wow. Crazy.
Same thing. Not that, it, you know, we don't have as many people as New York, so the numbers are much lower.
Yeah.
And same with Michigan, we're lower. But he did the same thing, and he's just skating. Then he bought a $6 million building to use as a morgue, which was never used as a morgue, and now it's up for sale today.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, Dan, before I let you go. Can we just change the name of your city? Because it's a little confusing.
I'll just call it Minneapolis from now on.
No, I literally want them to change the name of the city because it messes the talk show host up.
Oh, okay. It's St. Louis Park, Minnesota.
All right, Dan, thank you. I don't think Dan's listening to me. I was trying to make a funny, saying let's change the name of the city. Instead of getting a laugh, he just repeated what it was. Yes, Polo, you're reaching for it. You got something.
No, I mean, that just shows you right there that, you know, you shouldn't change the name because you're not going to win there.
I'm not going to win. That's not going to happen. That's for sure. All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Going to be Paul in Michigan. Paul, what's going on? Hi.
Joe Pags, it is such an honor to talk to you. I just wanted to say thank you for an incredible week of hilarious, hilarious shows. I mean, I've laughed so hard this week, you know, and you offer streams and podcasts and monologues that we're going to sustain ourselves while you take a much, much deserved week off. I'm going to miss Carrie because Carrie is fantastic, but I understand why she's not there tonight. Hats off to her son. Congratulations. I had four offspring that I was always there to support them, and I bless her for supporting that. And it's just a fantastic joy to be a part of your show.
Really, Paul?
Yes.
That's why he called, right, Sam? Paul is in our chat room, and he's a big part of it. He's a PAGS peep. He listens from Michigan, and he called in because I believe he wanted to get Rickrolled. I'm feeling like he was looking for the Rickroll.
I mean, he did a good job of earning it.
When she decides to mail it in and not take part and help out the show or look out for the people, why do the people insist on making me hear all about, oh, she's so wonderful, blah, blah, blah.
Does it really bother you that much?
Probably not. And it's kind of fun Rickrolling them. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Lee, Naples, what's going on? Hi, Lee.
Hi. Yes, I loved your comment about them and that being in Naples.
Thank you.
At any rate, I would like your opinion on Rick Scott's saying that Florida should not take the stimulus money, and Governor DeSantis welcoming the stimulus money, and not only welcoming it, but saying that it won't all go to unemployed people, but he has different little fragment places it'll go.
It's an interesting question, Lee, and I appreciate you calling in. Let me answer it this way. I don't know what the two men said. I believe you that Rick Scott says don't take it, and I believe you that Ron DeSantis says take it. I've interviewed them both. I like them both, and I think that they're both good men. I would want to know why they're saying it. So before I can opine about you should or you shouldn't, I would like to see red states turn the money away if, in fact, actually blue states too, if, in fact, they could sustain with the PPP that's already out there, the trillion that already has not been spent, it's still just sitting there. And if we could reopen our society and get people back to work. I think if the money were rejected at large in a big way, then that would have more impact because all states are saying, look, we don't want this that we can't pay back. Do not appropriate the money. Then you have an impact. I don't know what they said individually. I'll try to find out. So I really can't give you much more than that, other than I like them both. They're both very smart. I'd like to know why they said it. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by on a Free Speech Friday. It is the Joe Pags Show. Lots going on, lots to get to. Gave you my monologue on the Cuomo boys, on Andrew Cuomo, and the whole idea that, boy, he should resign. He's out. In fact, the left-wing media is so for his resignation over sexual assault or harassment allegations that they actually, mistakenly, some outlet released he has resigned as the headline. Of course, he's not resigning because he's an arrogant, narcissistic idiot. But he shouldn't be resigning over those allegations unless proven true. He should be resigning, however, over how he handled the nursing home COVID situation. That's what he should resign over. And those who want us to forget about that, I'm here to tell you we're not gonna. Ain't happening. Let me give you a story from CNBC. CNBC is, what is the C stand for? Do we know? Because CNBC was supposed to be like the money NBC channel. But what would the C stand for? Currency? I don't know. Either way, it's an NBC outlet, obviously. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo again refuses to resign, says Democratic calls for him to quit are dangerous. Written by Dan Mangan, and Kevin Bruninger. I don't know, but obviously it took two people to write this sucker. Okay, let's put that right out there. Obviously it took two people to write this sucker. Let's go right to it. Let me turn the volume up because there's some video playing now on this page. Combative New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday, today, again refused to resign, arguing that calls by a growing number of Democratic lawmakers that he quit due to a sexual harassment scandal are reckless and dangerous because they do not know the facts. Quote, I did not do what has been alleged, period, Cuomo told reporters. Politicians who don't know a single fact but yet form a conclusion and then an opinion are, in my opinion, reckless and dangerous. I've never harassed anyone. That's what he's saying. I've never harassed anyone. I never assaulted anyone. I never abused anyone, the three-term Democratic governor said, after suggesting that the women who have complained about him had some motivation to lie. He did not say what that motivation might be. He also said, I have not had a sexual relationship that was inappropriate. I'm not going to resign, Cuomo said. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people. Multiple women, including three former aides, say Cuomo sexually harassed them, while a fourth woman who currently works for Cuomo reportedly has told supervisors that he aggressively groped her under her blouse in the governor's mansion. Other women have said he touched them and spoke to them in ways that made them feel uncomfortable. A majority of Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives from New York districts on Friday called on Cuomo to resign. Those calls came a day after nearly 60 Democratic members of the state's legislature demanded the governor quit, and after the Democratic Assembly Speaker authorized an impeachment investigation into Cuomo's conduct towards women and a cover-up of data related to COVID nursing home deaths. All right, so let's see. We got to the COVID nursing home deaths. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 paragraphs into the story, and it's nowhere near the headline. 9 paragraphs in. Story continues, the repeated accusations against the governor and the manner in which he has responded to them have made it impossible for him to continue to govern at this point, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democrat from New York, wrote on Twitter, Governor Cuomo has lost the confidence of the people of New York. Cuomo must resign. Cuomo said those calls are premature at best. Politicians take positions for all sorts of reasons, including political expediency and bowing to pressure, he said. But people know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth. So now he's decrying cancel culture. That's how intelligent this guy is. New York, how did you ever elect this guy? Why do you keep on electing people from the same family? You know, I ask this often because it doesn't make sense. We don't have any monarchies here. We have no fiefdoms here where families somehow, you know, are princes and princesses and they become kings and queens. That's just not the deal. But again, what's the focus of this story? It's not about the nursing home stuff. Not even for a second. I mean, it was mentioned once. As I go through the rest of the story, it's all about the women, all about the probe, all about the this and the that. And it reminds me of somebody else, reminds me of Joe Biden. Now, I can say this invariably, without qualification. Joe Biden absolutely has acted inappropriately with women. Now, I don't know about the allegations from the woman that worked on his staff back in the 90s, about, you know, he made a move and he touched her and then he actually, like, raped her while standing there. I mean, not, I'll say digitally without getting even, you know, further into this. I don't know about that. It hasn't been investigated. I don't know what the real story is on that. But I know from watching the videos and watching even live appearances how he treated the women, the wives of the men that were being sworn into office, their children, how he touched them, he held them and touched their faces and rubbed their noses and sniffed their hair, weird hugs. I mean, this guy has done some really outrageous things out in front of everybody. I can't even imagine what he tries to pull when he's not in front of everybody. But during the run for president, we talked about that, and he apologized, and he fell on his sword, and, you know, I'm a compassionate guy, and I love to hug people, and come on, man. What we didn't talk about was his China connection, Ukraine connection, Kazakhstan, Russia connection. We didn't talk about his son and the laptop. We didn't talk about the allegations there. We didn't talk about the allegations of him selling his office. It's oh so convenient, especially for Democrats and liberals, when they're doing something that could be earth-shatteringly bad. Not that these allegations with the women aren't bad. They are. They're just not, they're not examined yet. They're not investigated yet. They're not proven yet. These other things are so much evidence it makes your face hurt. But the Cuomo situation, when it comes to the women, reminds me, and the cover-up of the nursing home stuff, reminds me of Joe Biden and the women and the girls and the cover-up of all the dastardly stuff he's alleged to have done behind the scenes. I wonder if you think the same thing. You go back to the phone line, say hello to line one. It's going to be Jennifer in Alaska. Hi, Jennifer. What's going on?
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a comment. It kind of goes back what you were just saying about Joe Biden. So I think the media overlooks all this because the Democrats know that he's so incapable cognitively and mentally to do anything. Their plan was to get him into office and 25th Amendment him, not for Trump, but that was for Biden.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure I understand. So you think that they put Biden in office, the 25th Amendment, him to make Kamala Harris the president? So that's why they're going to start alleging that Biden's a bad guy again, too? Is that what you're saying?
I think they're going to try to do something with the 25th Amendment, and they'll probably get it all wrong and try to use it incorrectly, which is what they were trying to do with Trump. But yes, to get him out of office because he's mentally incapable of being the president, as we've witnessed multiple times by watching him. He can't even answer questions, and he stands around looking like he's got dementia like a lost dog.
Right.
And put Kamala in because there you get your progressive person in.
I hear you. You know, the Democrat Party didn't want her, or else they would have elected her themselves. I mean, she got 3 or 6% of the vote in the primary, so she wouldn't get voted back in if she did become the president through the 25th Amendment. Many people have alleged that. They've said, you know, they want to use the 25th Amendment here, get this guy out of there, and give the presidency to Kamala Harris, and somehow Nancy Pelosi become the vice president. Well, that doesn't happen automatically. The vice president is then chosen by Congress. For me, I think they brought up the 25th Amendment with Trump because they really tried to use it against him, and Mike Pence stopped it. The 25th Amendment coming up again at the end was an attempt to get him to resign, because if he resigns, it would have been easier to convict him on the impeachment charges. He just didn't play ball with them. But do I think that they are they have Kamala in the wings to take over for Biden? 100%. I just don't know why they chose her. Why choose her when she was so low down the totem pole when it came to votes, even on the left side? I don't get why she was the heir apparent, unless she's got pictures of people or something on somebody, and we never know what's really going on politically. Let me go back at it, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Going to be Jim in California. Hi, Jim, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, good show.
Thank
Listen,
you.
I have looked into Mayor Cuomo not caring about nursing home patients for a long time, okay? In 1985, Mayor Cuomo instituted a task force, which he commenced, which was to deal with the legal issue of legally withholding life-sustaining treatment, like a DNR order, do not resuscitate.
Okay.
And it turns out that these DNR orders, with if there is not a physician present, can be signed by a healthcare agent. And I'm talking specifically about nursing homes. And as far back as 1985, he was concerned about this. And I point to an article in Forbes, April 1st of last year, quote, some New York City hospitals are activating policies allowing doctors to not revive dying COVID-19 patients. I just want to throw that out there in the mix when we talk to about Mario Cuomo.
Well, I'm not talking about Mario. I'm talking about Andrew. And well, let me ask you this. Are you alleging that Andrew Cuomo hold on. Are you alleging that Andrew Cuomo put the COVID patients in with the nursing home patients to try to kill a bunch of people?
Well, I'm saying that he doesn't care about them.
Well, he clearly didn't care about them if he made that move. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, since 1985, he's concerned about legal issues as far as not resuscitating outside of a physician's care, and the legal issues that can he do that? And he instituted a task force in 1985 to study the proposition.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up and see more about that, Jim. I appreciate you calling in. It's interesting. It sounded to me like you were alleging that Andrew Cuomo did this on purpose to kill off some old people. I don't know why you would do that unless he's just a bad guy. But I certainly want an investigation to happen. I want the evidence to come out, and I want there to be hell to pay. I want him behind bars. If it turns out he had policies and then tried to cover them up, where he put COVID patients in with the elderly in nursing homes, sorry, behind bars the rest of your life, if that's true. Quick break here. When we come back, a lot of people want to be heard in a Free Speech Friday. I appreciate you. If you're in and out of the chat room, again, we're giving away a T-shirt. If you want to stop by there, just go to joepags.com, joepags.com, and click on the Twitch channel. You go right to the page, and then you can just sign up. It's free to enter to see if you can get yourself some sort of a gift card from the Joe Pags store. It's been interesting. We had a lot of people come in, a lot of people go out on that channel today. I appreciate you listening on the radio. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. You're listening there as well. And we'll try to figure out how to do this on other formats as well, in other forums as well. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I appreciate you stopping by Free Speech Friday on your radio, the Joe Pags Show. I am going to take spring break off, so this will be the last Joe Pags Show with me for a few days. We've got Mike Opelka coming in next week. We will be doing the weekend with Joe Pags tomorrow. I will be on that, so make sure you stick around for that. We appreciate you stopping by. A few more phone calls before we get out of here. A lot of people want to be heard on a Free Speech Friday, and I do appreciate your inclusion today and you guys taking the time. I probably will do a few live streams while I'm away. And because I don't like to be that far away. I'm not going to debate with anybody online. I've already made that decision. I may like things and retweet things and post stuff, but I'm certainly not going to be doing that debating online anymore. It just doesn't get you anywhere, and it's kind of stupid. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Joe Talk Show on Facebook or Twitter, and it is the top, it should be the top post where I explain what I'm talking about. It's also on Gab, it's on Minds, it's on PolitiChatter, it's everywhere. I'm not doing that debate online anymore because it only serves to fuel the trolls. And I'm not here to fuel the trolls. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. Awesome. Awesome steak, awesome meat. It is perfectly aged 100% American grain finished beef for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. The Omaha Steakhouse experience delivers everything you need for a classic steakhouse dinner in the comfort of your own home. Iconic steaks, classic sides, decadent desserts, and so much more. If you haven't gotten them in your house yet, you need to. If you have gotten it in your house, then you know why I'm telling you to go get some more, because it's just that good. They've been doing it in this family-run business for over 100 years. They've got the Butcher's Bestsellers Grill Pack available right now. It includes four of their iconic and fork-tender Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons, four ultra-juicy burgers, four savory pork chops, desserts, and so much more. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter PAGS, P-A-G-S, into the search bar for a special price on this Butcher's Bestsellers package. Plus, you get four more chicken breasts and four more of those delicious burgers for free. Omaha Steaks, getting it done right, as I said, for 100-plus years. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Get that done right now. Let me go to the phone lines. Only a couple of minutes remaining here, but I've got time for you. What's happening, Bill? Hi.
When you were talking about Mr. Biden before with his odd behavior.
Yes.
What about when he was vice president and he used the White House swimming pool a lot, and when they had the female Secret Service guards down there, he would swim nude.
And
all this
that.
Is documented. No, one of the Secret Service men wrote a book. Amazon had it on the market for 2 years.
I know nothing about
that. How come
that?
Nobody speaks about that? His weird behavior.
Never heard about it. Appreciate you. Never heard of it. You know what I mean? Paul, did you ever hear that he was swimming naked with the female Secret Service?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before in my life. I'm not protecting him. If he did it, I'll call him out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was on like Rush or something where I might have heard it. So.
Okay. Yeah. We certainly didn't talk about it because I don't care about Joe Biden naked. Yeah. But again, with the allegations we're hearing, I don't know that I'd be that surprised, to be honest with you. Diane, Pennsylvania, quickly for me. About a minute. Come on.
Yes, I have a question and a theory. I do believe that he's using the allegations as a distraction from the nursing home death.
Yes.
But I'm also, my question is, how much trouble could he get into for the death? Could it cost him financially? Could he go to jail for it?
He could go to jail. He could be charged criminally.
He could.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, could he be using this as could he use the allegations as an excuse to resign to get out of getting in trouble for the death? Because then he would be a private citizen.
Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, No. No, he would still be in trouble because he's the guy that made the decision that ended up, allegedly killing all of these people. He would still be on the hook. It's not like impeachment where he could just quit and not be impeached or something. No, he would be. He still have to face the music if there's an investigation to the deaths of a bunch of people because of a decision that he made. Absolutely. Let's do some pop culture. Hi, Polo, talk to me. What's going on?
So I don't know if you caught this, but A-Rod and J-Lo have called off their engagement.
What?
Yeah. They've been together for 4 years, engaged for the past 2 years, but they called it off.
What?
Yeah.
You know, allegedly he was making moves on some Instagram girl or something, right? Is that you think that's what it's about?
She's on a reality show. I mean, who knows if it's true or not? His people claim that he never even met her in person, but I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
I actually thought that those two would make it, but J-Lo does this every 3-4 years. Got to turn them over. All right, got to get out of here. That's Polo. That is Sam. Make sure you stick around for her if you're watching online. And for Carrie, who is off today, Joe Pags, have a great one. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the weekend with Joe Pags. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.